Yo! What's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 683. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we are a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now. Sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of... Excuse me. It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, even you back there, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror, get right with yourself, and then come on outside, man. Spread some positive vibes out here. Straight like that. I think we're just going to dive right into today's show. Because I hear some old bloggers out here getting ready to get sued. Yeah, and I don't know the specifics, but as soon as I know a little bit more, I'll tell you. But for right now, I think you should keep quiet. Like, that boy, that shit crazy, man. It's not, what is it not? It ain't freedom of speech. It, you got to take, you know what I mean? You got to pay for the consequences. You got to, you know, it's little things, man. Little things. It's little tiny things that, you know, add up.
A motherfucker could only let so much go. Excuse me.
Yeah, somebody only gonna let so much go and shit, bro. Any defamatory shit out here nowadays, bro, like, people are trying to nip that type of shit in the bud because people want to be responsible for their own story. They don't want you to, you know what I mean, give your version of them to people, whether it be your own platform or whatever and shit. And then, I gotta respect it. I gotta see who exactly is doing what. But I mean, you know, it ain't gonna be that hard to figure it out. Here in the next day or so, shit. Hell, you know, sometimes even before the end of the show or whatever. But yeah, man. Yeah, shit is fucking crazy. I can't wait to see who has egg on their face for, you know, defaming whatever and shit. Speaking on blasphemy, whatever the fuck, however the celebrity felt disrespected, I want to see who the fuck it was and who they're suing and shit, because that Tasha K, Cardi B shit, you know, everybody know that shit can just reignite, you know,
if they want it, if they both were being petty and whatnot,
if they wanted to make a point, like, it'd have been made by now and shit, but... Yeah, we gonna see. We're most definitely gonna see and shit. Fuck else, man. Fuck else. Cause there's most definitely some more stuff that we could talk about and whatnot. PNB Rock, he actually did end up losing his life the other day. A lot of people are, you know, still pointing fingers at the girlfriend and stuff. There's people who are also defending her, saying that, you know, that particular location of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, it's not safe anyway. So, they were saying 8 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, 5 out of 5. Somebody seen him, you know, noticed who he was or whatever, and, you know, could have got him like that or whatever. They're trying to let her off the hook as if what she did wasn't a possible contributing factor. You know what I mean? It could have done. You know what I mean? Like, since what... If she even felt like it wasn't wrong, or she even felt like she fucked up putting it up there, why the fuck did she delete it? Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody stupid. Ain't nobody dumb. Either your ass realized you did wrong or whatever the hell, but, or was it after the shooting that you did that shit or what? Like, that, like, ain't nobody even thinking that shit is suspicious and shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga had her Instagram locked for 6 months. Nigga, the day she get it back, come on, bro. Silly shit. Look, silly shit, man. Silly shit. But, you know, that young man will rest in peace. He
does leave behind some kids. I mean, you let academics tell it and shit. He was actually, PNB Rock was reaching out, trying to figure out how to swing the pendulum back, you know, in his favor and shit. Because he has been quiet for a while and shit, you know what I mean? But it's, of course, it's too late now and shit. But it's like, man, when artists do go cold like that and stuff, bro, it's never good to, you know, put on the face of, like, how Quavo did. Quavo kind of stepped back and let Sweetie do her thing and shit. And, you know, that type of power went to a motherfucker head. And we seen how that shit imploded all over the damn internet. But artists, once y'all start feeling like the audience ain't really fucking with you or whatever, just go back to what got them interested in you in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, y'all just continue to do y'all thing, bro. And guaranteed, the Lord will bless you again. Eventually. Man, I might even play some PNB Rock later on or something, bro, because that shit is just crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on in L.A., man. Los Angeles, there ain't no angels in that city right now. It doesn't look like there's very many angels. I'll say that because, you know, angels are everywhere and I don't want to just count them out and shit. There are, you know, some blessings around there and whatnot, but when you got motherfuckers walking up to you broad daylight in front of other people and everything, robbing you, like, bro, what the, you know what I mean? Like, it's bad out here. It's bad out here, bro. And around now, I mean, shit, that shit is, you know, around now, that shit is just like, man, I ain't really expect this many robberies to be happening and shit, but with how cowardly some artists are, some celebrities and shit, when they get robbed, they don't say anything. It was very much well somebody who visited that Roscoe's, who was a little fame or something like PNB Rock, and got robbed and ain't say shit, so it wasn't a dog whistle for other people to stay away. Motherfuckers is selfish, man. Niggas is selfish. That don't even make sense. it just doesn't make any sense, man. Motherfuckers be having that good information, boy. They'll take that shit to the grave, won't they? To the grave. Yeah, man. That just proves, though, bro, like, I can't say it proves it, but it's a good example of, I'm pretty sure in the last episode I said something to the effect of, well, I seen him after the shooting, and he was just laying there, and, you know, covered in fucking blood, but he was still alive. And I said it gave me FBG Duck vibes because, nigga, those were the last, you know, few minutes of Duck life on camera and shit when help didn't arrive or they didn't call help and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a whole bunch of fluky shit, bro. And I'm just sitting there like, man, y'all could have did a little bit more. Y'all could have even made it seem like y'all gave an actual fuck, you know what I mean? But it ain't shit though, bro. It really ain't shit, man. Like, one of these days enough of us will give a fuck, and you know, we'll be a lot fucking better off, I'll tell you that. What else? What the hell else, man? That I can jump into. I've been watching this show called The Bridge, and it's fucking cutthroat as hell, man. Cutthroat as fuck, bro. Fucking $250,000 pot. $250,000 pot. Fucking Australians and shit. teamwork. Strangers. I mean, you know, I'm just throwing words out there that are synonymous with this thing. Like, it's crazy. It's competitive because on throughout the whole season and stuff, bro, motherfuckers had their own opportunities to you know, pocket some money and shit and keep, you know, they were sabotage the bridge and shit like that. Motherfuckers was really getting voted out like flies too, though, because I think it started at like, 18 or some shit like that. Something like that. But, I mean, shit, it did, you know, it ended up being only one, and that girl had a decision to make. See, the whole thing was like, okay, yeah, everybody help each other get to this money that's over here on this island. Y'all build a bridge out of wood or sticks or whatever the fuck and some rope, and we gonna give y'all like 20 days. Y'all got 20 days to do it. Keep in mind, people are sabotaging. Keep in mind, people are stealing and shit, bro. Like, niggas is on some old bullshit, bro. Some whole nother bullshit, dog. So, everybody help each other. Let's get over here, get this money. But then everybody has to sit down and vote for one person to walk across and get the money. And that person gets to decide who gets what. That person gets to decide who gets what. That shit is crazy to me. How people were behaving. You know what I mean? Just how people were behaving, bro. It was just fake friendly, and it didn't remind me of the challenge, because the challenge has, you know, different challenges within it and stuff. They like fucking mini games almost, right? So this shit, you know, everybody had a common goal or whatever, but as far as putting on that fake face, waiting on, you know, your opportunity to, you know, come up off of everything. Niggas, like I said, it was just one pot, but everybody kept stealing out of it. It was one person who had to, they had to do something in order of, you know, like a sabotage or whatever, and they were going to get 10,000. So the person did it for the 10,000. Another person, most recent one, motherfucker had to burn a portion of the bridge. They had to burn it, and they were like almost there. Like, seriously, they didn't have much to go and shit. And, you know, there was this note that was left and shit. It said, "Read me in private. Man, you can have 30,000 if you burn part of the bridge, and it got to be a good part, and you got to leave." I was like, shit, what if they made that motherfucker burn that shit and stay with them? Whew. But man, oh man. They kicked ass, though, as far as work ethic and shit. But, I mean, just in case you never ever see it and stuff, man, the person who won ain't give nobody shit. So imagine they vote for you because they think you're this unselfish person, and they go get the money, and then it's your turn to walk the bridge and go over there like, man, whew, hey, look at what we did. It held up, didn't it? Yeah, yeah, all right, what you got for me? Then she look you in the eye and say, "I ain't got nothing for you." Your ass just got a grin and bear and shit. Your ass got to walk the fuck off and take that. That shit was crazy. I was like, ain't that a bitch? And they had an array of people and shit. Like, people was leaving because their feelings were hurt and shit. I was like, boy, you can tell these some soft-ass kids, boy. Like, man, what in the fuck? And I'm calling them kids and shit because they just look so young and shit. Everybody was over 25 and shit. But I'm just like, bro, look at these motherfuckers, dog. Not knowing anything about nothing. Like, not even how to come back with a witty response in a conversation or a nice little roast session and shit. Niggas was leaving their chance at $250,000 because their feelings was hurt. I said, boy, if y'all don't fuck going somewhere, this weak shit. Motherfuckers mad at the sleeping and living conditions and stuff. The bridge was alright. I liked it. I was fucking with it, bro. Straight up. Because it kind of did, in a way. like I said, how competitive it was, a motherfucker would think, like, okay, yeah, this could be a decent challenge. All right, y'all build bridges to see who's going to be the longest. y'all build bridges till y'all get tired. Oh, man. Anyway, we can, let's move on, man. Let's get on some other shit, bro. I'm smoking more of this black cherry shit, bro. It was fire the last time I got it. I mean, hell, it smells like it's doing its thing now and things. You know what I mean? Anyway, R. Kelly was found guilty. It was 13 charges. He was found guilty on 6 of them in a federal child pornography trial. In the midst of all of that, his commissary has been commandeered. No, they took his commissary. They pretty much split it up in between the victims and shit. It was almost $30,000 in this commissary. It was almost $30,000 in that bum ass nigga's fucking commissary. He could have lived, you know, pretty decently off of that shit. And actually, you know, he could have. You know, I mean, y'all seen what I seen. Y'all seen all the shit I seen, nigga. So, you know damn well people with big money in their commissary, they can pretty much get whatever the fuck they want. They can manipulate shit how they want and all of that, bro. Like, it's some smooth shit. Hey, look, it's some smooth shit. Man. Well, hells yeah. They took that shit, you know, just trying to make them start from zero or whatever, or just, I don't know, make a bold statement like, nigga, no, you can't have any money type shit, or I don't fucking know. Hey, but this nigga Freddie Gibbs said he was gonna drop something in that motherfucker. You better make sure that you ain't just giving the money to the police or to the victims or whatever and shit. Cause him even saying that is him saying that, hey, you know, yeah, I'm acknowledging that he's in jail for such and such, so and so, and even with that, I'm still gonna support him. That's a bold statement to me. The only thing I said was, you know, motherfuckers still gonna be listening to him. That's all I said. Nigga, not finna just, you know, nigga, I am in my 30s, nigga. I grew up listening to that shit. I would listen to what my mom and play, nigga. So you not finna be at no wedding and ain't nobody gonna see. Nowadays they'll not play Steppin' in the Name of Love, but nigga, some years ago, you couldn't go to a wedding without hearing that shit. Nigga, white people too, bro. Like, man, niggas is... Yeah, bro. Any fucking who. Excuse me. Any fucking who, man. That's the goings-on with his ass. I don't think he's getting out anytime soon. I don't think, you know... I don't think his sentence will be overturned. I think that motherfucker gonna serve, you know, what he has to and shit. And I'm hearing this more, but you know, I'm not gonna put that out there. Wait till I see some shit. This nigga got another court date in the coming weeks or whatever and shit. And you know, y'all will know if I know, cause they just traveling. They just making him travel to the places where I guess he's done his dirt or whatever and shit, and you know, motherfuckers is giving their testimonies, and you know, where we are now, it's gonna be, you know, believe all victims, all of his victims, you know what I mean? They're gonna have to be specific about it. It's like, nigga, where haven't you not done any dirt at? Ain't this the third place his ass done been and shit, bro? Like, nigga, hey, man, What the fuck did he have going on, man? What did all of them niggas have going on, man? It's a lot of people who worked with R. Kelly, man. It's a lot of people that worked with R. Kelly, bro. They saw what the fuck was happening. They seen what was going on, man. Like, even if they didn't walk in the studio and see it, like, nigga, you can feel vibes, man. Like, come on, bro. Vibes are a feeling, man. That shit is just so weird. Motherfucker who ain't even at all, you know, smart, was able to make so much money out of the damn music industry, bro. And to be solidified with the works of others and shit that you helped. Motherfucker singing your words, dancing your choreography type shit. Like he meant a lot. He meant a lot, bro. Fucking Icarus. Fucking Icarus, man. That nigga called himself the Pied Piper of R&B. This nigga wore a mask for, like, some time and shit. He wore different color masks and shit, bro. Like, he was really taunting the fact that, you know, he got acquitted and shit, bro. And he was, like, rubbing his freedom in people's faces and shit. And you don't see that until you, you know, take that step back and whatever. And, nigga, as a just human being, nigga, like, niggas knew that shit wasn't right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas knew that shit wasn't right, bro. Yeah, I knew that shit wasn't right, dog. But he was still putting niggas on, helping and being next to people and shit like that, bro. Like, after a while, bro, everybody was just like, all right, well, you know, it ain't gonna fall back on me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. That ain't me on the tape. You know what I mean? Just look, whatever shit people will tell themselves to make themselves feel okay to be around him. Fucking well, niggas think that shit. Whoever the fuck was in his circle. Man. A lot of motherfucking bullshit on y'all hands, too. A lot of bullshit on y'all hands. But, you know, I don't wish jail on nobody. But the people who deserve to be there. But the people who deserve to be there. But, yeah, bro. Yeah, man. This is today's episode, bro. You know, we're just going to go wherever the fuck we want to go. And, you know, I started off talking about, like, I think whatever the fuck we were talking about. Bloggers and some shit. Little bloggers and some shit. But, yeah, bro, it should have spun into whatever and shit. I heard that old block got sold. I need to confirm who bought the shit, because that would really say something. That would really say something. The main thing to me, it'd be saying is, Snitch 9 or Lil Durk didn't have enough money to buy that motherfucker. The whole old block. Like, a nigga could have had a whole fucking neighborhood, and because of the history that motherfuckers delayed, nobody will come together and try to, you know, a board of trustees is trying to buy this property. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I ain't gonna say that. He couldn't do it by himself. Nigga, in life, most things you do that are hard, you probably need some help with. And, you know, it really depends on what it is and shit. If your ass playing a game and it's so hard, I can't, you know, I don't help niggas. Like, I don't help niggas. Not like that. What else? What else? I guess I'm just talking my shit today. Look, I guess I'm talking my shit. Cause this sure was some shit to speak on. Nigga named Adam Drake, he got arrested a few days ago and shit, man, for the killing of the battle rapper Pat Stay. niggas just thinking that they're sure that it was him. So, you know, they just, I guess, waiting on his little damn court and shit. Even the Ezekiel guy, fucking, he's already been in court and shit, but nigga, all his little dirt was on tape. all his little dirt was live, nigga. That nigga had live smoke for everybody and shit. That shit was fucking whack. Motherfucking whack. what else? Because I didn't want to talk about the Chick-fil-A thing when it happened. I just wanted to see how even madder people was going to get. And as predicted, they let it the fuck go. As predicted, they let it the fuck go. So I ain't speak on this shit. Fucking Chick-fil-A. They kind of got into some trouble. You know, just, you know, wordage, man. You gotta be careful with your wording. Look, with your wording. Yeah, they about got in trouble and shit, but Unlock Sesame's place, man. Unlike those guys, they addressed it, kind of straightened it out and shit. Someone was replied to from Chick-fil-A. Someone said, man, y'all need spicy nuggets. Whoever the fuck runs that Twitter answered this person and said, your community will be the first to know when we get spicy anything, spicy items and shit. But motherfucker was like, what do you mean, your community? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, the person was black, you know, that started it and shit, but what if the person was gay? What do you mean, your community? You know what I'm saying? What if the person was trans and shit? Like, nigga, what do you mean, your community? Chick-fil-A? They ain't really say much that'll get you, you know, emotionally distressed and shit. Yeah. They asses are... Yeah. Look, man. Anywho, That shit is just different, bro. It's just different, man. Like, I don't wanna, you know, dig too far deep into the race thing and shit, but dude, fucking the new trailer to Little Mermaid, like, that motherfucker got more dislikes than likes and shit. And it's like, didn't they take the dislike button away? How the fuck can y'all see that shit? It was fucking almost 2 million dislikes and shit, bro. It's ugly in the world. It's so fucking ugly in this world, bro. It's a lot of it. People showing it. It's a lot of people. All of that shit, bro. Just lame. You know what I mean? Just lame. But, you know, like, I mean, I said it before. One of these days, enough of us to, you know, give a fuck enough. Where it's like, hey, we ain't even fucking with that type of shit. Like, you know, shut that shit down off the top of shit. Man. Fucking crazy. Look, fucking crazy. Anything else that we can speak on right now? Because I'm starting my smile countdown. I'm starting my Hocus Pocus 2 countdown. Shit is looking very fall. Shit is looking very, very fall right now. You know what I'm saying? What I'm not liking is all of these fake ass GTA videos with the updated ass cover arts and thumbnails and shit. Baiting motherfuckers to come watch and shit. Yeah, I'm not really into that shit. They can get on. Look, they can get on. I am waiting on Smile, though. Smile, I thought it was a book at first, but, I mean, you know, I guess it's just going to be a feature film. There's a bunch of other shit coming, too, other than, you know, what I was mentioning. Got to see this movie, what the fuck was that shit called? Who Invited Them? Nigga. That shit was too damn funny. Switching up my gears and shit in the fall, you know, niggas laugh a little bit more and shit. I guess that's just a Midwest shit. I'm chilling, you know what I mean? I'm really fucking chilling. It's the fucking school week, so, you know what I mean? It feel like Wednesday. It feels like hump day and shit, you know what I mean? I'm fucking getting over that shit. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take a break real quick. Stretch my legs real fast, you know what I mean? Fucking read this text, because damn phone keeps going off and shit, so, yeah. I'll be right back. Don't nobody move, and won't nobody get hurt, yo. Just give me a second.
Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. Ho-ass niggas. If you're just tuning in, thank you. Good looking out. I mean, hell, you at least slid. Maybe next time be on time and you won't have to go back because you probably missed something. But other than that, I mean, shit, you know, good looking out. Shout out to y'all. We are going to go ahead and finish out the show, bro. Let's knock it the fuck out. Let's motherfucking knock it the hell out, bro. Bunch of shit going on, man. Look, there's a bunch of shit going on, man. Guess I'll just play catch up. Look, I guess I'll just play catch up. Dak Prescott. You guys know the guy. Look, you guys know the guy. But he's out indefinitely for this season. It's over with. I don't know. I guess that's a bad way to start the season. You know what I mean? Just even having your name mentioned with injury or, you know, an unableness to play. It just looks a little bit weird, bro. Excuse me. And it's not even like, you know, Dak is injury prone and shit. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem that way to me. Sounds like a bunch of jealous motherfuckers who should be just shutting the hell up and watching the show. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. Kenny fucking Powers, bro. Kenny Powers will not fucking be denied, bro. That shit gonna be funny forever. I should have watched that shit when my homie told me to. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, Dak. I guess that I'll move on from that. Oh God, I don't even be talking that shit about sports. Like I said, I just react to the human on this shit, bro. Dead ass, just the human. If it feels like, I don't know, if it feels like I to follow that shit, then, you know, great job on me, I guess, nigga. I guess we should talk about the case. Anybody want to talk about the case? I guess if you haven't heard, what else? there was a court date today. Motherfuckers, I guess it makes a little bit of sense. People were, they kind of already, you know, got there. It just feels like people already got their guilty culprit or whatever. It feels like a lot of people, you know, they have already prejudged this shit. like a lot of things nowadays too and shit, bro. It's like a bunch of mob mentality and stuff. But you know, I mean, shit. Maybe, maybe. I don't know, cause I like even where we are now with this shit, bro. Like this shit is being drugged out. It just, you know what I mean? It just feels like motherfuckers is just shooting now. You know what I mean? It just feels like motherfuckers is just shooting now and shit, bro. But it ain't shit. Look, but it ain't shit. I didn't believe everything right when it happened. That kind of put me in a, not disadvantage, but it put me in a position where I could still just, I could lean either way and shit. And, you know, I'm one of the rare ones who was just like, man, look at what's going on. Like, you know, like, peek the way that they doing shit. You know what I mean? I was just like, I didn't think motherfuckers would be still dealing with this shit. Like, it's been years now. You know what I'm saying? This is some type of rope-a-dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is really some fucking rope-a-dope situation, bro. Like, after each fucking, you know, court visit, we get a little bit more closer. What? Anyway, they ready, though. They ready for sentencing. They ready to blame. They all of that shit, bro. But it wasn't even... won't even know updates and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit didn't even make it to most sites and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like everybody else was talking about either the same shit or trying to have less shit on their site so they wouldn't have to talk about the shit. Motherfuckers started picking up little dusty news and shit. I was like, dude. Like, y'all know motherfucking well what people want to know about, and their refusal to address the shit, that's telling me some shit. But that's telling me some shit, bro. So where we are with it today is no farther than we've been and shit, you know what I'm saying? As of right now, it's been delayed till when? God knows fucking when. Maybe November or some shit like that, bro. They all wasn't ready. Yeah, they all wasn't ready, so... you know. Motherfuckers got skipped over or somebody else. You know, like... Y'all know how they do, bro. Motherfuckers will not wait. Whether it's the band feeling like the show must go on or whatever the fuck. Anywho, let's move on. Look, let's move on a little bit, man. Just a little bit, because it was some shit I was realizing the other day. I was like, damn, it's been honestly 20 something years since 106 and Park was created. AJ Calloway, he like, you know, he sent out this little celebratory, sent out a post and shit. It was like, you know, we created something. We, you know what I mean? Like, we had our moment in time, and, you know, he was just happy to be a part of the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how them humble niggas is. Yeah, I know how them humble niggas is, bro. I just liked that he still had a level of appreciation for this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And in a time where everybody's finding themselves in the media and shit. Like, this shit is... it's crazy, bro. Especially right nowadays when everybody's trying to be on the... nigga, if they ain't in the news, they trying to make the news. Like, everybody... look, everybody is... crossing over and shit, bro. Celebrities, like I said, if they ain't in the news already, they trying to be. That shit there. Fucking annoying. Fucking annoying. What? That's where we is right now. Hello, but that's where we is right now, bro. Long ago. Hello, long ago. When, motherfuckers actually cared about their celebrity. You know, it was a lot more mystique to artists and shit. Niggas couldn't really, people couldn't really touch their celebrities like that, bro. And if no celebrity was on social media, there still would be some type of level of, you know, mystery and shit. But since niggas know, look, since niggas know, yeah, look, yeah. We definitely switch shit up into entertainment because a lot of shit that y'all find entertaining is not. But, you know, in a world where fucking chicken fries can sit there and make themselves their own Twitter and people actually play into that shit. The bar has lowered. The bar has lowered. Still smoking this black cherry shit today too, man. Just in case y'all, you know, missed that love. Y'all missed that love. What, announcement earlier or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Hey, I in no position to help anyone right now. Again, I'm still got some family stuff going on right now, bro, and, you know, I've been trying to stay on top of, you know, misbehavior in the home, actually, and stuff, so, I mean, I'm really not concerned or worried about, you know, just frivolous shit, bro, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to help nobody do anything, bro. Like, I really feel like I'm chilling. All my attention and energy needs to go into the uplift of my family, bro. Straight up, it's not a knock to you and shit. It's just, you know, your use of me is limited. And since it is, you know, since, like, nigga don't want that much from me, I was like, bro, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing that shit again. Fuck that. Yeah, fuck that shit. Niggas ain't my friends. Nigga, you ain't my kin. You ain't, like, nothing, bro. You're like, yeah, nothing, bro. And I'm not going any type of distraction to me. Niggas end up late for school. Niggas end up, you know, just late, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas end up just late. Oh, fuck. Fuck is trying to, really just trying to fake phony kicking and shit so they can see what they can get out of a situation and things, bro. I ain't feeling that shit. Definitely don't be feeling that shit. I don't know. Look, I don't know. It just feels empty. It just feels empty. I see people getting stimulated. Yeah. Like, it's hitting close to home, too. Like, motherfuckers getting stimulated, huh? I see what the fuck's going on. I see what's going on, bitch. What else? Because, bro, God be blessing niggas at the right, you know, point in time of the year and shit. You know what I'm saying? With it happening now, gives me hope for November. Motherfuckers better throw somebody at some shit. Hey, I'll tell you like this.
I got a paper form check signed by the last president, my nigga. That shit came right to the motherfucking house. You got niggas out here walking around searching for Wi-Fi and shit because because, you know, they got so many accounts or they're, you know, there's so many different people that, you know, everybody's getting a stimulus and shit. That shit's crazy. But it was just good to see the shit work out in the positive lane. You know what I'm saying? Because Lord knows, bro. Because Lord knows, man. Motherfuckers was not out here living right, bro. Oh, fuck. What else? What the fuck else, bro? Seeing way less delivery. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to zone out. I've been seeing a lot less fucking, what is it, promotion. You know how Good Burger had their own car and shit. I'm not seeing any more company cars and shit. I'm seeing all fucking, like, Uber Eats tags and shit like that. These people are not, you know, they don't answer to nobody and shit, bro. They can just pick up your shit, and if it smell good to them, nigga, they'll cancel the order or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of finesse was introduced to the game with people being so trustworthy with other people's food and time and shit, bro. You know what I mean? But yeah. She's pretty weird. People, bro, like, we're not even becoming motherfucking better human race and shit, bro. Like, motherfuckers is just becoming lazier. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just lazy, bro, but it ain't shit, though. You know what I mean? Y'all'll figure it out. Look, y'all'll figure it out. Let's move on to something else, bro. I have stuff to actually speak about, but I mean, shit, boy. There's some shit going on, ain't it? Look, there's some shit going on, man. Anywho. Le'Veon Bell? Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. He knocked out motherfucking, what's his name? Adrian Peterson? Yeah, he knocked him out. Glad those brothers got that shit up out of their system. just maybe they got it out their system. There ain't no, you know, ain't no telling who gonna be the sour grape of the situation and shit, bro. But I guess they handled that shit pretty well. You know what I mean? It wasn't so disrespectful. Next time niggas need to have a little bit more ownership in that shit. You know what I mean? They have to, bro. Yeah. Damn, what was I gonna say? Did we talk about Indiana Jones? I feel like we did the other day and shit. I ain't really divulged and shit, but I guess what I want to mention about it is that maybe they're gonna put a bunch of nods to the originals and this shit. Old enemies coming back or whatever. And, I mean, shit, Harrison, he gonna have some fun with that shit. Dead ass. Niggas love replaying, you know, old roles and shit like that. But it's whatever, bro. We gonna see. We gonna fucking see. YG might have his Nas feature. This will complete his rap career, and you know, he can go ahead and retire right now. It probably won't happen though, because YG's been blamed for, you know, some shit these last couple of years, but, you know, for some reason he still is moving in and out of music just as smooth as ever. It may be because, you know, the West Coast is so big and broad, bro. Like, if, you know, if they ain't rocking with you over here, shit, nigga, move over some. You know what I mean? Come try to take over the South, Midwest, or some shit. Just, you know, getting a different sound in different places and shit. Like, YG ain't got to worry about no, you know, dipping his fan base or whatever. The motherfuckers that rock with him solely because, you know, they my niggas or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. This feels like niggas gonna rock with him more than ever and shit, but on a massive, broader scale, you would say that, you know, his career it's not going as well. But true enough, that's only because of what niggas been accusing him of, bro. Like, that shit's weird. They baked the apple pie the other day and shit. And that shit was actually pretty good. You know what I mean? That shit was pretty, pretty awesome, bro. Well, I mean, you know, it could have been gross. But I fuck with pies and, you know, apple cinnamon and shit like that. Cinnamon crumbs and shit, bro. I fuck with that type of shit, bro. What else, man? It's some other things we could have jumped on too, bro. So much shit we could have got into, dog. I'm selective. I gotta be selective, bro. Excuse me. You know, you can't let everybody know about every doggone thing and shit, bro. Fucking Quinta. Quinta won a reward for her writing on the show Abbott Elementary. So when she went to her award, yeah, when she went to go accept her award, it was during a Will Arnett, Jimmy Kimmel skit, but Jimmy Kimmel kind of eclipsed that moment, and, like, he may not have been trying to show any hater traits or whatever, but he definitely exhibited some. He definitely did, bro. And, you know, I really wish he hadn't have done that. Straight up, I really wish he hadn't have done that shit, bro. It was just some goofy shit, bro. It was very, very silly. You know what I mean? He had played like he was drunk or asleep or whatever the fuck. It was like he was upset that he didn't win an Emmy. So he was backstage drinking and passed out. So Will drug him all the way out to the microphone and drug his ass all the way back. But, you know, this was after she was standing over his, you know, pretend dead body and shit. And you know, he just didn't really acknowledge her and embrace her and shit how he was supposed to. And I don't even want to get into the whole race aspect of it and shit, because one thing about them TV people, bro, they be knowing each other. You know what I'm saying? They be cool with it. You know, yeah. They asses be, man, in cahoots. I'll say it like that. What else? What the fuck else, man? Because that shit, you know, that shit can be a little rocky. That shit can be a little rocky, man. I would, I'd be salty at Jimmy. Like I said, except for Quinta already shot his ass a bail and shit. Like, as soon as it happened, she was like, not blaming him and all that shit. You know what I mean? Because she didn't have to feel a way. We felt it for her. So whether she want to laugh the shit off or whatever the fuck, bro, like, it was still fucking rude. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is there forever and shit. And the best revenge is success. So, you know, I'm even hoping that. I'm even hoping that, you know, she can just be in the same position, if not better, next Emmy ceremony and kill his ass again. And then we'll see if, you know, the then host has, you know, the cojones enough to, you know, congratulate her and motherfucking lift her up how she should have enjoyed that moment. It should have been a nicer moment. And it really wasn't and shit, bro. It got eclipsed. It got eclipsed, bro. But the right people won, though. You know what I'm saying? Right motherfucking people won. They kind of did their thing and shit. I don't feel like the people who didn't win didn't deserve to win. Because keep in mind, bro, this was like best of the best. So even to be mentioned, nigga, hey, motherfuckers is lucky. Look, motherfuckers is lucky. Motherfuckers is lucky, man. What else? What else, man? Fucking, I don't think we talked about YNW Melly, but, you know, it really does have enough coverage anyway and shit. He was suffering from, like, a tooth infection or some shit like that, and, you know, he required some emergency dental work, and, yeah. Look, yeah. That shit crazy. I guess they don't give a damn. Like, his celebrity is just withering away, because they treat him more and more like a real nigga every time. You know what I'm saying? I remember, I think this was like within his first year being there and shit, where they pulled up to the jail and, you know, was playing his music and shit on his birthday and stuff. They was out in the parking lot just going crazy and shit like that. I ain't seen, like, nothing like that since then and shit. You know what I'm saying? It feels like he been in there as long as this Tory Lanez shit been going on. In a way, but, I mean, shit, bro. He gonna have one hell of a lawsuit on him if, if they keep carrying on like this and shit, bro. Like, I think they let his co-defendant out or some shit like that a while back. You know what I mean? They told that boy, he gotta stay in there. It's like, nigga, not you. And the judge denied his little request and shit. So he and that motherfucker, you know, with some bogus ass teeth and shit, nigga can't even chew that nasty ass food that they got in that motherfucker. But yeah. He and that motherfucker with the mouth like Soulja Boy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this nigga, bro. Look, this nigga, man. What else? What the fuck else, bro? I don't know. It kind of seems like, you know, kind of seems like today was full enough, man. You know what I mean? Feels like we pretty decent. But anyway, I don't know. I don't want to throw no bullshit news in here and shit, bro, but, you know, yeah. Yeah, the bigger news for today is just, yeah, that shit is all different. It's all different, bro. Gotta send salute to Pharrell and shit. He launched this little creative company to combat societal issues facing marginalized communities. Motherfucking, yeah. Positive shit, bro. Look, positive shit. You wanna know what else is positive? I did speak lightly on Freddie Gibbs earlier, but it kind of seems like he's offering an olive branch to academics. That's him recognizing that the power of one platform, nigga, they can make you look like any fucking thing. And it kind of seems like, you know, he's realizing that shit, bro. So he's trying to get on the right side of things. He wants that narrative to spin around, bro. And Freddie Gibbs can actually rap, bro. So, you know, what we all thought once might never happen and shit, Freddie Gibbs actually just made the first move and shit. So we're going to see what academics and see what his ass be saying and shit, bro. What else? What else? I'm leaving, man. Yeah. I'm going to get up out of here, man. So if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Show appreciate that shit. Good looking out. You know what I mean? I will be back in the next few days. They want. Today's done. It's over with, man. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go to the crib. All that good shit, bro. And I will, I'll be here. Y'all ain't even gonna miss me. I'll be right back. Next 2 days type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Go find you something to fucking do. Shit. All right, y'all. I'm gone.